This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State election officials say voters should no longer put their ballots in the mail because they may not arrive in time to be counted. Instead, voters should bring their completed ballot to a drop box in their county. Voting centers are also open statewide for people who want to vote in person. Election day is next Tuesday. Most of western Colorado's mountains have winter weather advisories in effect today and tonight as a storm moves across the state. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
The storm has already brought high winds, snow, and rain across the western slope and is expected to hit pretty much all of the state today. Chris Sanders is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The snow levels probably going to start out the day closer to like 10,000 feet for most of the area, and then by the evening they're dropping down to 6,000-7,000 feet.
Sanders says most western mountains should expect between 6 and 9 inches of snow, with less farther east and rain for Metro Denver. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
About 30,000 current and former students and employees of the University of Colorado Boulder are victims of a cyber data breach. Personally identifiable information such as dates of births and addresses were accessed by a hacker in a cyber attack on third-party vendor Atlassian. This attack is unrelated to one earlier this year, which affected all 4 CU campuses. This is CPR and KRCC. You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. For example, right now on our homepage, we have a story on how Governor Jared Polis thinks that a Cheyenne name for a mountain in Colorado is too hard to pronounce, but indigenous groups disagree with him. Again, that's on our website, CPR.org. Grand Junction is at 47 degrees, and that's about the high for today.